This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and His family and His companions and His followers until the Day of Judgment. My dear brothers and sisters, I would like to welcome you all by Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the best greeting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have sent to us. Inshallah, in this series of lectures, I will be talking about the Magnificent Seven. I'll talk about seven kind of people, and they are very unique and very special. And those seven people, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, have mentioned them in one of the most common and known hadith. This hadith, reported by several scholars, such as Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, and Muslim, also reported by Imam Malik in his book Al-Muwatta, Al-Imam Ahmad in Al-Musnad, Al-Nasa'i in Al-Sunan, and so many others. And also this hadith been related to us by several of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companions, such as Abu Huraira and Jabir radiallahu anhu, and Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, and others. This hadith also was chosen by a great imam, a great scholar in the science of hadith, to be the best hadith in Fada'il al-A'mal. It's chosen by Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr rahimahullah ta'ala to be one of the best hadith ever been narrated to us about the virtues of the good deeds. As he said in his book At-Tamheed, this is the most authentic, the most detailed hadith in Fada'il al-A'mal. The hadith goes, as Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu related to us, that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, seven are whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him in his shade in the Day of Judgment. In a narration which is reported by Imam Malik in Al-Muwatta and others, that he said, in the shade of his throne in the Day of Judgment. And they are a just ruler, a youth who grew up with the worship of Allah, a person whose heart attached to the masajid, to the mosques, two persons who love and meet each other and depart from each other for the sake of Allah, a man whom an extremely beautiful woman seduces, but he rejects her offer by saying, I fear Allah. A person who gives in charity and concealed it to such extent that the left hand might not know what the right has given. And a person who remembers Allah alone, solitude, and his eyes well up. This great hadith, I know it might be a very common hadith, and so many of us heard this hadith before, but I would like to focus on these categories in my lectures, inshallah ta'ala, and in my classes with you during this series, to learn or to study this hadith in details. First of all, I would like to give you an introduction for this hadith. As you heard, this hadith, one of the most authentic hadith in Fada'il al-A'mal, in the virtues of the good deeds. And this hadith cover all kind of people. Actually, this hadith cover the whole society. It's related to the whole society, from the top to the bottom. This hadith deal with the elite member in the society, like the rulers, goes all the way to the average person in the street or in the masjid. Also, this hadith is not related to one group of people. This hadith is talking about the youth, about the adult. Also, this hadith are not only for male, but it goes for males and females. This hadith also related to the rich people or members in our community, and also to the poor people in our community. This hadith also cover all different kind of act of worship. It's talking about the heart actions, the things that you do with your heart. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it by your heart. And also talking about the act of worship, which is related to the money that you donate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, this hadith talking about the physical actions that you do and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with it, such as praying in the mosque, in the masjid, as you will see inshallah as we go deep in this hadith. There is something common between all of them. All these different kind of people, these different categories, there is something common between all of them. That they all have so much love and respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that love and respect prevented them from doing what is not allowed, prevented them from practice what is haram, and helped them to be worshipper, to be righteous members in the society. Also, if you think about these different categories, you will see also that one more thing common between all of them, that they all follow their desires, and they all go against their desires in order for them to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A young man would like to go around and play and be careless and not take any responsibility and to fulfill his desires. But in this hadith, what happened? He committed himself to the masjid to pray in the masjid. Also, you see the ruler. You see the ruler who will go against his desires and being just with his people. And the ruler here also committed himself to justice, committed himself to be good to his people. Also, this hadith, if you think about these different categories, you will notice that there is a logical sequence in the hadith. There is a logical sequence in the hadith. So, the first one is the ruler. And the ruler provide the safety and the security and the environment for the people who live under his ruling or under his protection to be able to grow up in a society where is amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, where is good been supported and the evil been controlled and not been allowed to release and to spread in the community. In a such environment, you will have the young man or the youth who will grow up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the young man who grow up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he should grow up? In the masajid. That's why the third category of person, his heart attached to the masajid. In the masajid, where you meet your good friends, where you meet your brothers and sisters, and this is the third categories, where people are attached to the masajid, and they love each other for the sake of Allah. Then, after that, the man who been seduced by that beautiful woman and he rejects her offer by saying, I fear Allah. A person whose heart attached to the masjid, a person who has a good company, a good friends around him, he will be able to protect himself from fulfilling the forbidden desires. He can control his sexual lust. And a person like this, he will be able also to control another desires in the inside the human being, which the love for the wealth, the love for the money. That's why he will be able to give and spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the end, a person who can protect himself from all different kind of evil things and evil deeds, he will be able to have a such soft heart that whenever he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can control his eyes, he can control his ear, his tears. And that the last one in this hadith. You see, this sequence in the hadith makes a lot of sense. And also, if we look into this hadith more in details, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this kind of people, or those people, with a great reward in the Day of Judgment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in His shade. And the shade here in this hadith been explained by the other hadith, which is reported, as I told you, by Imam Malik rahimahullah in his Muwatta, that, and also Sa'id ibn Mansur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in the shade of His throne. And this narration related by, or narrated by Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu wa arda. We don't attribute this attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we don't consider this as one of His attributes. We don't consider His shade as one of His attributes, because the other hadith explained clearly that this is the shade of His throne, the shade of His throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a great throne. Great throne. It's so great. This throne is so great and so wide. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the example of this mass heavens, and the chair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the chair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a seven kinds that you threw them in a shield of a warrior. Can you compare seven kinds in weight and size to the big shield that the warrior carry in the battle? That's the comparison between the size of the chair and the throne. And if you talk about the heavens and the chair, and if you talk about the chair, comparing the chair to the throne, it's like a ring that you threw in the desert. How big of a throne is that? So great, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greater than that. People will be in the shade of that great throne in the Day of Judgment when people are looking for any protection, for any place to be in the shade of that place, cooling themselves down, because the sun is so close from human being in that time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will be in his shade in the Day of Judgment. And now we'll have a break, then we'll come back inshallah ta'ala soon.
Kids quiz. Do you have kids? Do you want your kids to enjoy their time? Do you want them to benefit from their time? Would you like to increase their knowledge in Islam and general culture?
Honesty, Brother Frisco.
Yes!
Whoa! How should you choose a friend?
And they should have lots and lots of toys! Yes!
A show consists of challenges, questions.
Oh, no.
The two teams with the most points at the end of the show that win the lovely golden medal. Or, if you come in second place, of course, you win a lovely silver medal. The winning team overall gets a lovely golden medal.
I'm very excited I did it. I didn't believe that I could do it.
Do you like to teach them the Islamic values? Would you like to get to know our puppet Frisco?
It's a good day today.
Join our program, Kids Quiz, to have more knowledge and fun.
Welcome back. We just heard that the shade which mentioned in the hadith is the shade of that great throne that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and he mentioned it in several occasions and several times in his book, as he is tawa ala al-arsh, he's above his throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne is so great, as we heard. And some scholars consider the thrones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the first creation, such as al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah and Ibn al-Qayyim, and other scholars mentioned that. It's been mentioned that this is the opinion of Abu al-Ula al-Hamadani, rahimahumullahu ta'ala jami'a. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne is one of his creation, and we cannot say that the throne of Allah is a symbol of his knowledge or his kingdom, because this is will not goes with the ahadith and the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his throne with, such as that Allah's throne will be carried by eight angels, or somebody will be in the shade of his throne, cannot be in the shade of his kingdom or a shade of his knowledge. So all these interpretation to the these meanings are not acceptable by Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe the throne is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and it's so great and honorable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the seven kind of people on the Day of Judgment by allowing them to be so close to Him and in the shade of His throne. My brothers and sisters, don't think that this hadith related to men only. No. This hadith apply to men and women as well. Al-ulama made an exception in the issue of the great rulers or the Imam al-A'zam, like the president or the caliph or the khalifa or the president of the country, that it has to be a man. But ruler in this hadith is not restricted to the ruler in the sense of the president or the king of the state, but anybody who has responsibility, and this is, can apply to women and females as well. But other than that, the rest of the hadith apply to male and female as well, as you will see inshallah during our series when we explain in detail this hadith. Also, this hadith are not related to seven individuals. So it's not only seven individuals will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. No. It's talking about seven kind of people. These seven categories, maybe each category, under each category there is hundreds and thousands or millions of people can fit in these categories. Also, one person can have more than one category. As the scholar said, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, All these different categories, all these seven categories fit him. So he is a just ruler. He's a man who was seduced by a beautiful woman, and he said he rejects her offers because he said, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also among those who give charity a lot, and so on. So one person can also have more than one category in him. So this hadith talking about seven different categories. And now, we have a rule in Arabic language, it's called Al-Adad La Mafhuma Lah. Sometimes number are not meant in Arabic language. I mean by that, you might say a number, seven, but you don't necessarily mean strictly seven. But you only choosing seven because they are the most common or the best of other categories. For example, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you make istighfar 70 times to those who die in a state of hypocrisy, Allah will not forgive them. So it means if he made istighfar 72 times, Allah will forgive them? No. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he mentioned that number, he doesn't mean that strictly 70. It means even if it's 70 times, yani a lot of time. That what we call in Arabic language when the number not meant, when the number not meant. Is that the case here? Is only seven category will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment? Or there is other categories as well. Allah promised them and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised them that they will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. By researching in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and reading in the books which is authored by the scholars, we found that there are so many other people been promised the same reward. That's why there are several scholars authored books to collect those who deserve to be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. Such as Al-Imam As-Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala. He has a famous book about those who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tamhidul Urush fil khisal al-mujibati li dhill al-arsh. And also Ibn Hajar rahimahullah author another book, and he collected in that book those people who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. As a matter of fact, Al-Imam As-Sakhawi rahimahullah ta'ala have collected 92 different kind of people will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. I can share with you some example of those who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than what this hadith mentioned, just to give you an idea about that. I'm so glad it's windy today, so it's the weather is nice, so I hope it will not disturb you much. One of those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them to be in His shade in the Day of Judgment, those who will give a break and extend it and postpone the debt when the person in a hardship, that they will not ask for their money when the people who lend money from them in a hardship, they will postpone the pay until an ease time will come to that person. When he has an extra money that he can give to pay his debt off. If somebody came to you and tell you that I don't have enough money to pay my debt, and you give him a break, you tell him I will give you more time. You know, I'm going to reduce the amount of money or the payment that you have to pay me because you are in a such hard shape or you are in a difficult time, you don't have enough money to pay me back. If you do that and you're sincere in this, the Prophet ﷺ said such person will be in the shade of his throne. Also, those who will support the mujahideen, those who go to fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the right cause, the person who supported them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him in his shade in the day of judgment. Also, the Prophet ﷺ told us that the trust, the honest businessman, he will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. He deserved to be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment. Also, the prophets, the shuhada, the righteous one, the trustworthy one, as-siddiqeen, all those people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in his shade in the day of judgment, will protect them with his shade from the suffering that the people on the day of judgment are facing and struggling against in that day. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a Muslim in the battle see that the army of the Muslims defeated, then he stand in the battle and defend the Muslims and protect their treat, if they're treating from the war or from the battle, and he protect them until he save them and give them a safe pass to exit from such trouble or problem during the battle. This one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will put him in his shade in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that dharar al-muslimin fi dhilli arshihi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that the children of the Muslims who die before they reach the age of puberty will be in the day of judgment in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-maqtulu dhulma. Al-ulama also mentioned one of the categories, or one of the people who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, those who've been killed or murder for no reason. And their murder, or they've been killed injustice. Their murder was unjust, that a dictator killed them or murdered them, or somebody killed them for no reason. They have done nothing. As we see today in so many places in the world, people just die and there is no reason for them to die. I will take this opportunity to tell my brothers and sisters all over the world, especially my brothers and sisters in Iraq, those who die daily, tens, hundreds, even thousands of them die in the last few months, and so many of them been killed, and they don't know why they've been killed or for what. And no doubt killing people in a such mass way, there is nothing can justify that, killing people in the souks or in the mall or in the mosque. Those one who lost their loved one in such incident, or they lost someone because he was thrown in jail or been killed for no legitimate reason or right reason, those people will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they die in a status of tawheed and iman. They will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because their great injustice been done to them, that they've been stripped their life and they've been stripped their opportunity to live and to enjoy this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all those who die among the Muslims. Allahumma ghafir lil muslimina wal muslimat. You know, there's so many other people been mentioned in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you just heard, Sakhawi alone have collected 92 different kind of people will be in the shade of Allah. But I want to focus on those seven people that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them in the hadith I recited in the beginning of our lecture today. And inshallah, we will be studying each one in details. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us and help us to be among those who will be in the shade of His throne in the Day of Judgment. And sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi. For the people who live under his ruling or under his protection to be able to grow up in a society where is amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar, where is good been supported and the evil been controlled and not been allowed to release and to spread in the community. In a such environment, you will have the young man or the youth who will grow up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where is the young man who grow up worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he should grow up? In the masajid. That's why the third category of person, his heart attached to the masajid. In the masajid, where you meet your good friends, where you meet your brothers and sisters, and this is the third categories, where people are attached to the masajid, and they love each other for the sake of Allah. Then, after that, the man who been seduced by that beautiful woman and he rejects her offer by saying, I fear Allah. A person whose heart attached to the masjid, a person who has a good company, a good friends around him, he will be able to protect himself from fulfilling the forbidden desires. He can control his sexual lust. And a person like this, he will be able also to control another desires inside the human being, which the love for the wealth, the love for the money. That's why he will be able to give and spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the end, a person who can protect himself from all different kind of evil things and evil deeds, he will be able to have a such soft heart that whenever he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can control his eyes, he can control his ear, his tears. And that the last one in this hadith, you see, this sequence in the hadith makes a lot of sense. And also if we look into this hadith more in details, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this kind of people, or those people, with a great reward in the Day of Judgment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in His shade. And the shade here in this hadith been explained by the other hadith, which is reported, as I told you, by Imam Malik rahimahullah in his Muwatta, that, and also Sa'id ibn Mansur, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in the shade of His throne. And this narration narrated by Salman al-Farisi radiyallahu anhu wa arda. We don't attribute this attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we don't consider this as one of His attributes. We don't consider His shade as one of His attributes, because the other hadith explained clearly that this is the shade of His throne, the shade of His throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a great throne. It's so great. This throne is so great and so wide. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the example of this mass heavens. This mass heavens. And the chair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the chair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a seven kinds that you threw them in a shield of a warrior. Can you compare seven coins in weight and size to the big shield that the warrior carry in the battle? That's the comparison between the size of the chair and the throne. And if you talk about the heavens and the chair, and if you talk about the chair, comparing the chair to the throne, it's like a ring that you threw in the desert. How big of a throne is that? So great, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greater than that. People will be in the shade of that great throne in the day of judgment when people are looking for any protection, for any place to be in the shade of that place, cooling themselves down, because the sun is so close from human being in that time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who will be in his shade in the day of judgment. And now we'll have a break, then we'll come back inshallah ta'ala soon.
Kids quiz. Do you have kids? Do you want your kids to enjoy their time? Do you want them to benefit from their time? Would you like to increase their knowledge in Islam and general culture?
Honesty, Brother Frisco.
Yes!
Whoa! How should you choose your friends?
And they should have lots and lots of toys! Yes!
A show consists of challenges, questions. The two teams with the most points at the end of the show, they win the lovely golden medal. Or, if you come in second place, of course, you win a lovely silver medal. The winning team overall gets a lovely golden medal.
I'm very excited I did it. I didn't believe that I could do it.
Do you like to teach them the Islamic values? Would you like to get to know our puppet Frisco?
It's a good day today.
Join our program, Kids Quiz, to have more knowledge and fun.
Welcome back. We just heard that the shade which mentioned in the hadith is the shade of that great throne that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and he mentioned it in several occasions and several times in his book, as he is tawa ala al-arsh, he's above his throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne is so great, as we heard. And some scholars consider the thrones of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the first creation, such as al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah and Ibn al-Qayyim, and other scholars mention that. It's one also, it's been mentioned that this is the opinion of Abu al-Ula al-Hamadani, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, jami'a. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne is one of his creation, and we cannot say that the throne of Allah is a symbol of his knowledge or his kingdom, because this is will not goes with the ahadith and the verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe his throne with, such as that Allah's throne will be carried by eight angels, or somebody will be in the shade of his throne, cannot be in the shade of his kingdom or a shade of his knowledge. So all these interpretation to the or these meanings are not acceptable by Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We believe the throne is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, and it's so great and honorable. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor the seven kind of people on the Day of Judgment by allowing them to be so close to Him and in the shade of his throne. My brothers and sisters, don't think that this hadith related to men only. No, this hadith applies to men and women as well. Al-ulama made an exception in the issue of the great rulers or the Imam al-A'zam, like the president or the caliph or the khalifa or the president of the country, that it has to be a man. But ruler in this hadith is not restricted to the ruler in the sense of the president or the king of the state, but anybody who has responsibility, and this is, can apply to women and females as well. But other than that, the rest of the hadith apply to male and female as well, as you will see inshallah during our series when we explain in detail this hadith. Also, this hadith are not related to seven individuals. So it's not only seven individuals will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. No. It's talking about seven kind of people. These seven categories, maybe each category, under each category there is hundreds and thousands or millions of people can fit in these categories. Also, one person can have more than one category. As the scholar said, the Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam, all these different categories, all these seven categories, fit him. So he is a just ruler. He's a man who was seduced by a beautiful woman, and he said he rejects her offers because he said, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also among those who give charity a lot, and so on. So one person can also have more than one category in him. So this hadith talking about seven different categories. And now, we have a rule in Arabic language, it's called Al-Adad La Mafhuma Lah. Sometimes number are not meant in Arabic language. I mean by that, you might say a number, seven, but you don't necessarily mean strictly seven. But you only choosing seven because they are the most common or the best of other categories. For example, the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you make istighfar 70 times to those who die in a state of hypocrisy, Allah will not forgive them. So it means if he made istighfar 72 times, Allah will forgive them? No. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he mentioned that number, he doesn't mean that strictly 70. It means even if it's 70 times, yani a lot of time. That what we call in Arabic language when the number not meant, when the number not meant. Is that the case here? Is only seven category will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment? Or there is other categories as well. Allah promised them and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised them that they will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. By researching in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and reading in the books which is authored by the scholars, we found that there are so many other people been promised the same reward. That's why there are several scholars authored books to collect those who deserve to be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. Such as Al-Imam As-Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala. He has a famous book about those who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Tamhid al-Urush fil khisal al-mujibati li dhill al-arsh. And also Ibn Hajar rahimahullah author another book, and he collected in that book those people who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. As a matter of fact, Al-Imam al-Sakhawi rahimahullah ta'ala have collected 92 different kind of people will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. I can share with you some example of those who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other than what this hadith mentioned, just to give you an idea about that. I'm so glad it's windy today, so it's, the weather is nice, so I hope it will not disturb you much. One of those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them to be in His shade in the Day of Judgment, those who will give a break and extend it and postpone the debt when the person in a hardship, that they will not ask for their money. When the people who lend money from them in a hardship, they will postpone the pay until an ease time will come to that person. When he has an extra money that he can give to pay his debt off. If somebody came to you and tell you that I don't have enough money to pay my debt, and you give him a break, you tell him I will give you more time. You know, I'm going to reduce that amount of money or the payment that you have to pay me because you are in a such hard shape or you are in a difficult time, you don't have enough money to pay me back. If you do that and you're sincere in this, the Prophet ﷺ said such person will be in the shade of his throne. Also, those who will support the mujahideen, those who go to fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the right cause, the person who supports them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put him in his shade in the Day of Judgment. Also, the Prophet ﷺ told us that the trust, the honest businessman, he will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. He deserved to be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment. Also, the prophets, the shuhada, the righteous one, the trustworthy one, as-siddiqeen, all those people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in His shade in the Day of Judgment, will protect them with His shade from the suffering that the people on the Day of Judgment are facing and struggling against in that day. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, if a Muslim in the battle see that the army of the Muslims defeated, then he stand in the battle and defend the Muslims and protect their treat, if they're treating from the war or from the battle, and he protect them until he save them and give them a safe pass to exit from such trouble or problem during the battle, this one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will put him in his shade in the Day of Judgment. Also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that dharar al-muslimin fi dhilli arshihi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that the children's of the Muslims who die before they reach the age of puberty will be in the Day of Judgment in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-maqtulu dhulma. Al-ulama also mentioned one of the categories or one of the people who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Day of Judgment, those who've been killed or murdered for no reason. And their murder or they've been killed injustice. Their murder was unjust. That a dictator killed them or murdered them. Or somebody killed them for no reason. They have done nothing. As we see today in so many places in the world, people just die and there is no reason for them to die. I will take this opportunity to tell my brothers and sisters all over the world, especially my brothers and sisters in Iraq, those who die daily, tens, hundreds, even thousands of them, die in the last few months and so many of them been killed, and they don't know why they've been killed or for what. And no doubt, killing people in a such mass way, there is nothing can justify that. Killing people in the souks or in the mall or in the mosque. Those one who lost their loved one in such incident, or they lost someone because he was thrown in jail or been killed for no legitimate reason or right reason, those people will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they die in a status of Tawheed and Iman. They will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because their great injustice been done to them, that they've been stripped their life, and they've been stripped their opportunity to live and to enjoy this life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all those who die among the Muslims. Allahumma ghafir lil muslimina wal muslimat. You know, there's so many other people been mentioned in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you just heard, As-Sakhawi alone have collected 92 different kind of people who will be in the shade of Allah. But I want to focus on those seven people that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them in the hadith I recited in the beginning of our lecture today. And inshallah, we will be studying each one in details. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us and help us to be among those who will be in the shade of His throne in the Day of Judgment. And sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi. Bum, 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 bum